This episode is presented to you by Battlefield 6. Rip through the skies in an aerial dogfight. Demolish your environment for strategic advantage.
Harness complete control over every action and movement. Every aspect of Battlefield's core gameplay has been honed to feel more fluid, responsive, and immersive than ever before.
And with more maps, modes, and ways to rally your squad, Battlefield 6 is the ultimate all-out warfare experience. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC.
Good evening, gentle listeners or watchers, and welcome to Distractable. This Halloween episode, Warring Wade detects lies, then gets the gents to find the fearful. Magnifiable Mark is chronologically challenged, nearly unleashes Iron Lung, dominates Flaff, hops about, hunts hamburglers, and malevolent Mickey. Birthday Bob takes on TwitchCon, Freaky Frozen, and an inflated infant. From convoluted bald jokes to nut maxers. It's time for viewer discretion is advised. Now sit back and prepare to be distracted and enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Distractable. What? What's happening?
I didn't realize this mic stand went up. I just...
I have to sneeze.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Why are you getting stabbed? What the fuck was
that? That was the daddest dad sneeze I have ever heard.
I feel like I threw up my shoulder. That one really hurt. Oh, if you've never joined before, this is pretty typical for a Wade-hosted episode to go off the rails in the intro. I host today. The other two compete for points. Whoever wins gets to host the next one. Joined as always by my friends and competitors today, Mark and Bob. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I'm in pain.
Gotta be careful, man. Can't just casually sneeze at our age.
If I'm looking at my dates correctly, happy Halloween, boys.
Woo, 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 woo.
Any cool Halloween plans?
It already happened, and it wasn't my plans. But I was there.
It's today.
You were there?
No, I wasn't there. Yeah, I was there. Yeah, it wasn't the when of where it is now, but it was the there of when it was then.
The fuck?
Was it good?
Actually, it's in the future from where we are in the present, but that's the past to those in the then. But the when that I was there was then, but behind me, in front of me now. I'm looking forward to it. We're all looking behind me at it.
Isn't Halloween like... in a few hours from now?
No, it was last week for me.
Oh, man.
But I had nothing to do with that. That was not my fault. That was all Ethan. You can blame him. And Amy, you can blame them for then.
I already was. Or have been?
You can will be that.
What will have had happened to you, Bob?
It already happened.
It's in the past, man. I don't want to dwell in the past.
Is it not today? Is today not?
And I can't predict the future, so I don't even know what you want me to talk about right now.
Today? It's the 21st, my bro. What's wrong with you? That's then.
Well, no, but like, but for everyone watching it or listening, it's today, unless they're late watching it or listening.
No, it's then for me, the them. Them of them to me is then. Behind us, in front of us, for them, behind the us of me.
Mm-hmm.
Did you fucking do anything for Halloween or will you or not, man? What?
Yeah.
Well, I was. Mark were. You
yeah.
Wasn't. Them did. You know. Have. Have you?
I don't know. Happy Halloween.
Wade, you're will. Bob is. I'm his was.
Is on first. Was is on second. Bald is on third. Got him. Zoom.
Oh, the long way for that bald joke, but so worth it.
That was all of the time set up was just to get to the bald joke. Oh, wait, isn't it nice to hang out with friends?
Yeah, I'll be doing that soon. I'm kind of excited.
Now we gotta do this.
Yeah, I know, and then I'll get to hang out with friends.
Yeah, well, you're here now. Don't make me say time words again.
Please don't. Small talk? You guys you lived? Did shit happen? You break any more expensive things? What do you get to share?
It's kind of way in the past now, but I did go to TwitchCon. I'm not going to talk about the issues with the con itself, because there was some crazy shit that happened.
How was the IRL streamers?
Actually, you know what? It was way less bad than I thought it would be.
Well, people have been all over it on social media. It's all I hear about.
I assumed I would walk into TwitchCon and it would just be like, you could spot them from a ways away and just kind of wander away from them and stay. I didn't interact with a single IRL streamer the whole time. It was glorious. But San Diego's a fucking great city, man.
It is.
San Diego's beautiful. Had a beautiful
time. It is,
time.
Yeah.
And the convention center there is very nice. It was a lovely, it was set up well. It was very fun. I don't want to talk about the rest of it, but I had a great time. Also, I was there on my birthday, so that was pretty fun.
I didn't text you, but I tweeted you happy birthday, really indirectly.
I don't think I texted you at all. I apologize.
You tweeted me happy birthday?
I did.
I don't like to celebrate my birthday. Everyone, my family is always like, what do you want for your birthday? And I'm like, don't.
Yeah, I feel that.
No, it was cool. San Diego's great.
But you don't want to talk about it.
The con, man, I don't know if you guys saw.
Yeah, you didn't know what happened? I mean, I saw.
I saw an incident that happened.
It was a crazy assault on a specific streamer that was like, and the situation that led up to that. Were not like banning her security.
Which is, I mean, I know you don't want to talk about it, but it's like, I can't fathom.
Just unbelievable.
It doesn't make any sense to me. Like in this day and age, when enough incidents have occurred in the past, how security could not be of maximal concern. It blows my mind. So yeah, it's really sad.
I don't want to talk about it, but I've also heard different opinions, or not different opinions, different descriptions of what happened. One being from Twitch and the other being from the person and, you know, people around them, which is interesting to say the least. I think I know who I believe, and it's probably not the company.
I mean, we don't have to not say their name. I mean.
No, well, yeah, well, that's just why, that was the only reason I really want to talk about it. It's a thing that's been on my mind, but like, we don't really know what happened. I've seen some video angles of what happened, but like, I don't want to hearsay, I don't want to, whatever. The people involved that know what happened, whoever it happened to, and like, the issue is, I just can't believe that was even able to happen. It's fucking crazy. But San Diego, lovely. Thank you so much, San Diego. Great weekend.
I've only been there once. Loved the city.
That was where you became the king of meat.
Was that in San Diego? I guess you said it was San Diego, right? Yeah,
that was the San Diego Fogo de Chao on tour.
I've been there twice then, I guess. I forgot about the tour one because the tour, we stopped in cities, but it wasn't like we had a lot of time to explore them.
No, it could have been anywhere. We didn't see San Diego. We saw the Fogo in the theater. But
I guess if we did a show there, then I've been there twice. Because I was there for, I think, TwitchCon 7 years ago or something. 8 years ago. I don't know. One of the earlier ones.
But I do want to say, heart goes out to Miru. So it doesn't seem like we're all dancing around in anyway. Because it's just like, I know that's got to be rough one way or another.
Yeah, no. I don't know Emiru personally in any way, but that's fucking terrible. We had an experience where someone was just kind of vaguely threatening and creepy, and I cannot imagine how it must feel to actually like have someone get all the way to you, do something like to you, touch you, whatever, like nightmare scenario. But Mark, happy stuff.
Happy stuff? I ain't got none of that. Better get up your warm up your highs. It's gonna be real sad again.
Hi.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, actually, it's kind of happy news because my fucking might finally have this curse lifted off of my soul. The actual burden that has chained me for 3 years.
Being short?
Yeah, it might be finally movie time. I mean, sad that this wonderful journey that has been.
You seem oddly less relieved than I would have thought. You seem a little bit like you just want to kick this thing out of your life and never touch it again.
Fuck yes, I do. Get this thing out of me. Man, I am so over it. I mean, it's not done for a while. I got a little bit more to do. There's some cool steps coming up. I'm going to be at the Warner Brothers mixing stage. That doesn't mean anything, everybody. Doesn't fucking mean anything. Don't go crazy about that one. Wink.
It's just a place.
So I'll be there for 2 weeks. And then there's the last steps is in the, what do I always call it?
I cannot wait for the Animaniacs crossover with your movie.
Dude, again, you did it again. No,
I don't care this time. Editors edited in twice.
Iron Lung 2, Yakko Zany Adventure.
Fuck your secrets. I'm done. done with your fucking secrets. I'm the host. Put it in three times.
All right. Yep. Wow. God. Anyway, so the final steps. What are the final sprint?
Final stretch?
Final stretch. That's what I always call it. Final
stretch. Patented Mark term.
Look, the project. I would. Everyone's going to laugh at this later, but you know, I'll say it now. Why not? My project file, which I have hundreds of backups because I backed up pretty much every day that I've had it open. I close it and back. I back it up and close it. It's called IronLung_Finals6. That's literally what it's called because I know it's legitimately because it kept saying there's already a file of this name. Do you want to replace it every time I try to call it? I was like, surely it can't be Final Four. Oh, fuck. Final Six.
The sixth Final Iron Lung. I didn't know it was a 6-part movie series.
Man. Oh, man. It's going to be crazy. Yeah. But anyway, more info soon, but not that soon.
Well, that's exciting.
Well, almost congrats.
Thanks. Almost thank you.
I just got to say, this is the first time in a while I've gotten to write down a lie. Write down? I don't know why I got an accent.
Got to write down.
First time I've gotten to write down a lie point, because Mark said no happy and then gave some happy news. So the no happy ends up being a lie. So maybe the wheel will do something fun with the lie point for no happy.
Oh, that's true. Well, that'll be a game changer.
No, it won't. The wheel says half point for Wade.
I mean, listen, if I'm back on top, so be it. I don't know why I keep getting accents. I need to...
Yeah, all right. Accent, I have no idea what it was supposed to be.
That's cool. Congrats, Mark. Maybe.
Thank you.
Hopefully.
Almost.
When you get the final 69, let us know.
I know people won't believe this at all because I've said final stretch so many times, but guys, oh, just wait, please.
It's a Markiplier promise.
I had another thing. It's kind of a funny situation because I got married, right? And so there were some posts that were on the internet about it.
That's hilarious.
Me and Amy's picture from our wedding is now the number one all-time top post in the Five Nights at Freddy's subreddit. The previous top post was an apology post from Scott Cawthon about something about his movie. So we've dethroned that one and we're number one in the Five Nights at Freddy's subreddit. So yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you, I think.
You did it, man.
We made it. No, it's very sweet of them. Like, I did appreciate it because there were some people on that post were like, why is this there? But everyone else was just like, well, come on, him and FNAF, come on. And so everyone was just like very nicely upvoting it, being like, and I think they wanted to dethrone that apology post for being the number one on. Anyway, thank you very much.
You should make an apology post for dethroning the apology post and see if you can get that to number one.
That could be the new highest upvoted thing.
It could be. It could be. It won't be. And hey, maybe that'll be the top post on that subreddit forever, unless I die, and then I'd probably be the number one on that subreddit. So, got something to look forward to.
I think the best record I can say is whenever I proposed to Molly at PAX, we were the number one, like, Twitch clip for a week, that proposal moment.
Why didn't you bring this up on the last episode, man?
Yeah, that would have been a good 24-hour record.
Number one proposal highlight clip for...
Number one Twitch clip. All of Twitch. Number one clip.
You were the number one clip.
I guess that would have been worldwide.
That is the criteria.
Worldwide on Twitch. That's how that works, yeah.
Can I get a retroactive point for that?
You already won. And no.
I'm going to give myself a point for that. I can do that.
Can do that, but it doesn't mean anything in the world of personal single-day world records. You're still the same winner you always were.
Thank you. I feel good about that right now. I might win this episode.
Congrats, man.
This episode is brought to you by T-Mobile 5G Home Internet. Mark and I have known each other since college, and we connected fast.
Oh, yeah? How fast?
Like T-Mobile 5G Home Internet fast.
Well, in fact, I bet you can literally hop online in less than 15 minutes and connect with their fast speeds at a great price, no matter what your budget looks like.
On top of that, you don't have to worry about your price changing thanks to a 5-year price guarantee.
I didn't feel any air quotes coming from you on that one, I'm not gonna lie.
With their fast 5G speeds, quick 15-minute setup, and 5-year price guarantee, you really can't ask for a better setup.
Visit T-Mobile.com/home internet to check availability. Guarantees monthly price of fixed wireless 5G internet data. Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. Service delivered via 5G network. Speeds vary due to factor affecting cellular networks. Guarantee exclusions and details at T-Mobile.com/home internet. Well, happy Halloween, everyone. Do you guys have anything else you want to bring up, or am I welcome to transition into making you all work?
I don't want to work, but I guess that's the next part.
I don't want to work either. Can we have fun instead?
That's great. So what I figured we would do for today is make you guys find
scary news stories.
Or just scary stories. Scary things that happen. I mean, real scary stuff. It's Halloween. It's time to inflict terror and fear on our audience.
You did give us some prep time for this, so I did it, because otherwise I would subject the audience to me typing. And my microphone is from my keyboard, so me typing sounds like this.
That's not an exaggeration. That's actually what it sounds like.
Editors edit my hands while typing. Wait. Anyway, I have one right away. I'm ready to win this one. This is spooky because Halloween is about witches. And what are witches about? That's right.
Frogs? Okay.
Frogs. They'll curse you into a toad or something like that, right? So this is Halloween related.
I got distracted when you did this. Riverside showed me that you were giving me a thumbs up.
Oh, I know. No, that wasn't Riverside. That was me. Me. Me.
Wow!
Oh, boy! Never gets old. Anyway, watch out, everyone. It's get to a toilet again. Once again, toilet warning. You're about to shit yourself from the fear you're about to have. Chinese woman swallows 8 live frogs to ease back pain.
I hate that.
What is the... What?
It's so terrifying your mind can't comprehend it.
That's fucked up.
It was reported that she consumed 3 of the frogs right away, and the remaining 5 the following day.
Take 3 of these and call me in the morning. How do you eat a frog whole, alive? Like, how do you...
You swallow it.
In your mouth, probably.
But they're big.
Well, these weren't that big. I think they fit in the palm of her hand. So, you know, they're not huge frogs. I mean, they're not like palm-sized frogs.
The power of the sun can fit in the palm of your hand. Of course a frog can.
Not my hand. Did I tell you the time Chica tried to eat a frog?
Probably in a hut.
Okay, another Chica story. It has nothing to do with Halloween, but it was scary for us because we didn't know what's happening. So Chica loves the park, right? And we're taking her for a walk like we occasionally do. You know, every once in a while we feel like it. And we're like, all right, you can go outside. And she's sniffing around. And there was these frogs all over the ground. It was kind of scary because we didn't know if we were stepping on them previously because we only noticed them halfway being in the middle of them. So in this entire field, there's little tiny frog. I'm talking tiny, like you could hold it between your fingers, but you wouldn't want to. And I'll tell you why later. Cause they're going, but every time we walk, it's like the ground suddenly is moving. Like all these frogs are like, holy shit, there's a lot. It's not complete carpet, but it's a lot. And so Chica is very oblivious to things for a long time. But as soon as she notices something, she hyperfixates, right? So we are like, whoa, there's a lot of frogs. We go to Chica, don't look at the frogs. And she's like, looks up at us, doesn't notice a thing. And we're going for walking and she's fine. And then the frogs, we're trying to walk slowly there. She's sniffing the ground, seeing nothing. But then whoosh, she locks onto a frog, pulls me so hard. It's like, she's like a fucking snake. And then she grabs a frog and goes, whoosh. And then immediately it's like gags it out. Suddenly her mouth just starts going foam, just out of her mouth, just all like completely just running down her big lips, her cheek flaps. And I thought she was poisoned. I was like, oh God, no. So I'm like frantically Googling like frog, mouth, dog, foam. They're just covered in this bitter thing that makes her do that. And so she's like, bleh, 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 bleh. And we're like, ah, shit, Chica, you okay? She, bleh, bleh. Frog goes right for another frog. Like she got it, like she was addicted to whatever the horrible sensation was that she got from the first frog. And I went, oh, we're now so different after all. And meanwhile, I'm like, no! And so she, ever since then, she looks for the frogs because I think she felt something. I don't know. She liked it. I don't think she got high from the frogs, but you never know.
My friend Jared had a black lab that did something very similar. Whenever he'd find a toad, he'd like hold it up and his dog Jake would sniff it and go and then start foaming at the mouth, but he'd always come back to smell it again, even though like every time.
Love those frogs.
Short-term memory. It's like, oh, this is terrible. What is that? Oh God, it's so gross. One more time.
Hey, humans do it all the time. Humans just love that shit.
But she called a frog, and frog equal witches?
Oh, yeah, and this lady swallowed 8 frogs. Yeah, and she developed a horrible, horrible parasitic infection. But her back pain...
But her back was better?
I don't see anything about it.
Wow. That's good.
Ooh.
She was in the hospital for 2 weeks.
What a riveting story.
Ooh.
I thought it was funny.
Bob, you find a story?
A family in Houston, Texas, bought a doll that said fun quotes from the movie Frozen, but then it wouldn't stop doing it. 2013, they got the doll for Christmas. It was very cute. You pressed a button on the neck and it would say things from the movie and sing the song Let It Go. And it was just a little doll, maybe a little creepy, but whatever, it's just a little doll. For 2 years after they got it, it did that in English. And then in 2015, it started doing it in Spanish, and then switching back and forth between Spanish and English. There was not a way to change these. This was just a thing it started doing. The family has owned this doll for more than 6 years, never once changed the batteries or checked on it, and it just... says whatever it wants. It does. Well, that's misleading. It says things from the movie. It says the quotes from the movie. It sings the song, but it just triggers itself. It just goes. It'll just, and that happens. You know what? Sometimes toys have funky bun. Sometimes it's in Spanish. I guess that happens. But in 2019, they decided to throw out the creepy doll. They were finally done. Weeks later, in the new year, they found it inside a bench in their living room. The kids insisted that they did not put it in there.
Inside a bench?
Like a storage bench, I assume. Like, you know how they have like benches, but like the top opens, you put like shoes.
It wasn't like embedded in there, like half teleported, you know, stuck.
It was like in a place, in a low place where a kid might be able to get to it. But the kids said they didn't do that. So obviously they did.
Obviously, yeah.
And when the doll came back of its own accord, it stopped speaking English completely and only spoke in Spanish. They then apparently put it in 2 trash bags, put it at the bottom of their garbage can, watched the garbage can get dumped into the truck on garbage day the next day, went on a trip shortly thereafter, and returned to the doll being in the backyard of their home. This time, to get rid of it, they mailed it in a box to family friends in Minnesota, who then taped the haunted doll to the front bumper of his truck, because why wouldn't you? That's what I wanted to do the whole time I was reading this story. Anyway, it hasn't found its way back to Houston because it lives on that guy's truck, and that's scary news.
I got even scarier. I got something that's going to scare your fucking pants off. Because of the implications that it is suggesting, viewer discretion is advised. This headline will terrify you. Union City Police Department captures 2 local Hamburglars. Let that sink in. There was more than one Hamburglar. And now there are, it is known there are at, there's the balloons.
Hey, balloons. Scary balloons.
Who knows how many hamburgers? Okay, I don't know if you've ever seen like McDonald's creepypasta, like creepy versions of the McDonald's mascot characters. Hamburglar terrifies me more than Grimace, right? Grimace is scary. The Hamburglar, that ain't right. You know, because he's not really human. He kind of looks vaguely human-like. Like the others, you can imagine humans in those costumes. The Hamburglar, That's not right. And now there's more than two of them. There might just be two, but I doubt it. If there's more than one.
There's probably more.
There's probably more. So
is the Hamburglar not human?
No, he looks human. You've ever seen a human look like that?
There are some images, man. There's one. Yeah, there's a few. He doesn't look right.
He's not human. You ever seen a... What the... That's... No. The Hamburglar is fucking terrifying. I don't care what anybody says. Okay. I don't like the Hamburglar. I don't like his... I don't like what he does. Why is he welcome in the gang with the people that are making the hamburgers? Because he's clearly the Hamburglar. So it's rotten all the way down.
Pretty much.
Also in the story, you read into it and they were stealing from a help center. So, you know, that's even scarier.
Wait, were they actually stealing things that weren't cheeseburgers?
I mean, a lot of meat, mostly burger patties. All right. If you read the article, it starts to just be like a robbery. But the headline is the scary part. OK,
there are some wild Reddit threads about the Hamburglar. I've gone through a couple now and people debate their feelings on the Hamburglar. But some people agree with you. They're like, he's just genuinely irredeemably terrifying. I wasn't aware of the multi Hamburglar verse.
It's terrifying. You don't want to face the truth, but it's out there.
I never paid that much attention to him because it was always just like, it was just a cartoon Hamburglar. But some of like the more realistic depictions of him are quite unsettling. While you're thinking, just to go back, some of the characters from like franchises in like the, I don't know, 30s to 60s range, what were people thinking?
I mean, stuff was different back then, man. I don't know.
Have you ever seen early Disney mascots?
Terrifying.
All right, I'm going to show you a picture. I'm going to show you one. Don't look it up yourself. I want to show it to you. Viewer discretion is advised. Get ready, buddy. You're not. Boom.
Oh, is that Mickey and Minnie with like horrible squid face?
It's like, it looks like they are like scarred. Everything about it makes my skin crawl. The way the eyes are.
It looks like they used to be people.
And their face got ripped and stretched in the shape of a mouse.
Or kind of like Jack Nicholson's Joker, if he was also Mickey Mouse.
No, mascots back then were awful. Like, just horrifying.
Dude, those dead, staring eyes that aren't even looking in a certain direction. It's a picture of like a dad holding his son who looks a little uneasy. And then I think maybe, I mean, I'm assuming it's his son. And maybe his daughter who looks genuinely happy. Like, she looks like she's having a good time. That kid, the boy that he's holding, he doesn't look so sure. The dad's looking up like, I'm also not so sure.
No, there's nothing about it. It's good. And they don't get better for a while. Like, they're this for a long time, so.
Even her feet. What's going on with her shoes?
I don't know what that's about. She got hooves.
Like, bandaged hooves?
The surgery was tough, man.
Ugh, all right, I'm just gonna stop looking at this because I don't like it.
Yeah. It wasn't good.
Oh, that wasn't even the earliest one. Holy shit, wait.
Oh, Bob, I hope you can cleanse our palate.
Wait a minute. Okay, wait. We've got Mickey through the years, apparently. Look at Mr. Mickey on the left. Apparently that was the first iteration.
Oh, man.
I don't even know where I'm supposed to look. What?
It looks like a cryptid, Mickey. I don't know. Like,
in the nicest way possible, it looks like they walked into like a second grade art class where kids are just like finger painting and having a good time. And they were like, make us a costume of a mouse the size of a man. And the kids were like, I don't know what a mouse looks like. And then this is what happened.
Like, and he's got gloves. Don't forget the gloves.
How do they go from that to the horrible scarred squid face? And then it's just like skinny buff Mickey.
Mickey is just a guy body with a Mickey Mouse head, just real skinny and toned.
I don't know. If I woke up to three, I think I'd also be terrified.
Just standing like that with arms on hips over your bed, just like,
oh boy. Good morning, Mark.
You know, Mickey's voice actually changed a lot too. The far left Mickey on the picture walks up. He's like, hey, what's up, kids? Yeah, I'm a mouse.
I don't even imagine English. I imagine the first one walks up and you just hear like,
you want to smoke, kids?
Make sure you listen to your doctors and smoke your Lucky Strikes every day. Mickey Mouse only smokes Lucky Strikes.
Are you sure that's not two? I feel like one is just gurgly noises and two is that.
Two is like inhuman noises to me. Yeah, one has too much like humanity still, because it's mostly just a person with whatever happened to the face. But two is like the pants give it a shape. It's more uncanny somehow to me.
One looks like somehow a slit in the throat is the mouth, is what one looks like to me.
Oh god. Yeah, now I see that. Okay, yeah.
You want to know how I got this mouth?
I don't like it. Looks like their mouth would lift from like the base of their neck or the top of their neck or the jaw, just like,
hey, I'm Mickey.
No, I do see that now that you're saying it.
Number two just has a musical theme as he's walking towards you, and it's just
two is like Cthulhu and Mickey had a baby.
Tell me, Minnie Mouse, do you fear death?
Oh god, there's worse.
Oh no, no.
How is there worse?
Sorry, I can't just keep showing this, but quick, just quick.
Oh god.
Oh no, no.
Why is the kid on his knees?
That's gotta be like homemade, like rental costumes or something, or some, that's gotta be a reason for that. There's no way.
What is with the eye? So we're looking at Mickey and Minnie, but like from HalloweenHorrorWish.com.
Is it just, I can't tell you why. Do they look French to you guys?
Yeah, I'm getting a little French from that. I could see that, yeah.
I could weirdly see it, but I don't know why.
This popped up in my head, which is like, oh, what are we going to do with this child? Like, something unsettlingly French. And I'm sorry, French people, but it's not a judgment about you. There's just something.
No, they get it. I think they get it.
The kid looks like his left eye, like he has a black eye in his left eye, too.
Does. He's got a weird shadow over his face.
He looks so happy, or some emotion.
Editor, zoom in on that. Is that a smile?
It's not.
I think it's not a smile.
For some reason, the kid is standing like down on his knees in the photo, and like Minnie and Mickey are standing around him. He's wearing like dress pants and a dress shirt with a tie.
I think he's got dress shorts on.
Oh, maybe they are. Yeah, I guess they are shorts. I just thought it was like a bad render, but yeah, I guess they are shorts.
I just don't know why he's on his knees, unless he's about to be executed. That's the only reason I could say.
I don't either, because it's not like if he stood up, he'd be taller than these monstrosities. An extra foot, he's at shoulder height. I don't know why he's, yeah, everything, it's weird.
Anyway, all right, enough of that.
Bob, any kind of palate cleanser? Happy Halloween, everyone. Any kind of palate cleanser from that?
Oh, yeah. No. Let me just share this real quick.
Oh, thank God.
This is going to be fine. It's going to be perfect.
Ew.
Okay.
Ew.
In the English village of Rockdale, this giant baby statue thing just appeared in the town square with no actual explanation. And there is an explanation, and I can tell you, it doesn't help.
Okay, let me describe this for our listeners. There is a very, very large, almost paper mache looking baby with action figure conjoint arms and hands that look like you could bend them.
The arms apparently are like posable. It's like a doll.
And there's a, I think, a guy doing a really shitty cosplay of Wendy from Wendy's with his arms up in confusion walking toward some construction working kids.
What are you all looking at? There's nothing to see.
Get a Junior Bacon.
A classic English accent. Thank you.
Where do you think we got it from, eh?
No, don't worry, guys. I can explain this. Obviously, this giant 19-foot tall baby doll statue was erected for school children to come and talk and sing to it. Obviously, this mysterious appearance of this doll was soon followed by a post from the Rockdale Borough Council's Facebook page that was a video of a group of school children with an adult dressed, the lady with the red hair dressed up kind of like she's the host of a kid show or something. I don't know what the deal is with that. The school children that you see in the picture that I'm sharing with you are singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to the doll,
whose eyes are closed with weird kind of red rings around them.
Yeah, the red is weird.
And what is the symbol on baby's belly?
I think there might have been people in it. Doesn't that look like it's like mesh? Like someone sits in there and looks out of it?
Yeah, it looks like you go in through the mouth and you get digested in the belly.
Look, kids, you can watch how digestion works.
Guys, I know we're being funny, but obviously this was erected as part of a campaign to encourage school children to talk about the importance of environmental issues. It all makes sense when you hear the full explanation, when you see the video of the kids singing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to the giant baby doll. It all comes together. Also, the baby's name is Lily, and there apparently are videos of just kids standing in front of Lily talking about how they're gonna recycle more. Also, a number of people seem to think it reminded them in an uncanny way of the puppet doll from Squid Game that does the red light, green light bit.
I have one question. You said it was 19 feet tall. Is that only when it's sitting? Because I see the people next to it, and it looks like I could stack four of them on top of each other and reach the head. I fear its true height is actually much taller.
When Lily learns to walk, it's going to be a problem. I think you're on to something, Mark.
It looks like there's a team of people in the back holding Lily down to make sure Lily doesn't attack the children. They've got like ropes or something.
Yep, I see that. I see that, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to have something like this just sitting out in the open, unrestrained. You know, we've all seen those movies.
It's a cloudy day, which makes sense.
Oh, it's just England.
Are those pillows or body bags? What are we dealing with?
I honestly couldn't tell you. I think they're pillows for the children to come and sit upon to when they speak to Lily about the nature of the environment.
I think those are also tastefully covering Lily's junk. I'm not sure that Lily has a diaper for some reason.
Oh, it's a baby. Babies can be naked. That's fine. It's whatever.
I don't want to sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to naked paper mache giant baby doll myself.
Look, you don't have to sing. You just have to bring your plans for how you're going to conserve more water in your household.
Yeah, you just have to be honest. It'll know if you're lying.
The singing is extra. That's just for Lily's enjoyment. But if you don't come with a solid environmental plan, Lily eats you and you see what digestion feels like from the inside. Anyway, I don't know why the hell anyone would have ever done that, but what a thing to do in October for some reason. What would you do if that just popped up like somewhere by your house and you just were driving by and there was a 19 foot tall baby thing sitting there? Would you just like ignore it and hope that you never learned anything about it and it just went away before it caused any problems? Or would you go investigate? Like, I don't know what I would do.
Seeing it once appear once is probably okay. But much like the Hamburglar, if it appears twice, like it's in the town square the first time, you're like, oh, that's where you go home. It's in your local park. Then I'd start to be like, okay, all right, I see where this is going. I see where it's going.
I don't know. I think I've had enough Halloween. You guys had enough Halloween?
Hooray. I'm scared.
Yeah, I mean, I got one more, but you know.
Okay, if you guys want to do a speed round, get us out of here. Mouth cleanser. Something better than Hamburglars and Disney mascots and Lily.
I don't even want to talk about this one anymore. I was going to like swing it into some like other kind of scary, like the Hamburglar, but it wasn't really scary. I'm embarrassed now.
So you don't want to share it?
I mean, I'll share it if you really want it, but you're going to hear me say the title and you're going to be like, yeah, okay, that's enough of that.
All right, go for it. Viewer's discretion is advised. Is that the title?
No, meet the Nutmaxers, obsessed with shooting bigger loads.
You were right. You were right. That's it. That's all we needed. You were absolutely right.
This is a GQ article, so I'm like, I don't know if they commonly talk about these issues, but I'm like, isn't that a reputable publication?
Dude, I love the annual Nutmaxing issue of GQ. It's my favorite.
Is this the December issue that comes after No Nut November?
No, this is just last week. Actually, this was written when we were recording. It's literally October 14th, 2025, by Charlie Sosnick. So,
Charlie.
Some of the most important discoveries in medicine came from brave people experimenting on themselves. Jonas Salk tested his polio vaccine on himself and his family. Isaac Newton poked a blunt needle into his own eye socket to understand how we see life. Not what I remember him for.
And these brave dudes can't stop gooning.
They can't. Okay. And they're using their own bodies as testimony. The Redditors on I'm not going to read the subreddit, have determined that a combination of zinc, pygium, and L-citrulline and lecithin, lecithin is the holy grail of cum.
Oh, okay.
47,000 visitors, 600 weekly contributions. I think that's more active than our subreddit. Oh.
Oh no.
We just need to sell more sex on Distractable.
What turned these men into citizen jizz scientists? A growing interest in self-optimization. Anyway. It's a community.
You've heard of Citizen Kane. Have you heard of Citizen Chiz?
No, I haven't.
You know, it turns out, actually, Jizz is the name of his sled at the end of the movie. I didn't think that one was going to land at all. You guys like old movies, huh? That one worked out?
God, ever since Whose Line, I didn't know, but they constantly make that joke about Rosebud and the sled. And like, so I know, I've never seen the movie, but I know I love any joke about it.
So good.
Oh, my God.
Well, thanks for sharing, Mark.
Yeah, you want to hear more?
Not really. Bob, any last minuters from you? I'm ending this travesty.
Viewer discretion is advised. Yeah, no, apparently there's a disorder, syndrome, a rare condition that affects how a person sees faces. I'll just share this I don't even know how to describe it, but it like widens everything in a way to where it's like, and the face on the left is like how it's actually constructed, and then the face on the right is like a wide, like demonic mouth smile. And
yeah, I got this. Listeners, imagine the first Mario Party, the mini game where you had to like stretch people's eyes and mouths and noses. Just imagine stretching the eyes out, the nose out, and the mouth all the way to the ears almost.
No, I got it better way. Imagine if a guy was so obsessed with Donkey Kong that he got plastic surgery to make his face look exactly like Donkey Kong. And you tell me that's not Donkey Kong right there.
You know, fair
that's
enough.
What it looks like.
Anyway, I'm sorry to scare everyone so violently with that.
You can trigger that in yourself if you play that video where it's like you're supposed to stare in the middle and it'll change the people's faces on either side to go chunk, chunk, chunk. Because if you watch that video where you stare at the center and then the faces change, you look at them in your periphery, and when they change, the features from the previous ones linger over to the next one. As it goes faster, faster, they look more monstrous. But as soon as you look towards them, they look perfectly normal. But you stare in the center, it'll look horrifying. Works with almost everybody.
No, this is a crazy thing. Only 75 recorded cases is what this article reports.
Wow.
And this fellow in Tennessee had perfect vision. He's like a middle-aged dude, had perfect vision for his whole life. Woke up one day and had this and just about lost his entire shit because everyone looked not human anymore for no reason.
Would you think, like, I would think actually that I'd gone crazy or like the whole world was being like taken over by, I don't know what I would believe if I saw that.
I would definitely think I was going crazy. I would assume that I was having, it was a hallucination. And apparently exactly how it is distorted is different on a person by person basis. So it's not like it has to do something with your physiology or your mental interpretations of stuff. Like it's connected to the person who is experiencing the syndrome as well. But I would definitely just think, like, something is wrong with me. I would probably see a doctor or something.
You know who else should see a doctor? All the people on that subreddit, because
all those brave heroes? Those citizen jizz scientists?
I'm just glad we didn't have any images to share for the jizz scientists.
it's like one of those pop science articles, and it's just like a image of a white like lab table, very sterile, and it's just like a big splat across. And you open it, and your first reaction is like, "Ugh!" But then you're like, "Well, that is a lot." Like that does, you know, they're onto something. That looks like a surprising amount. If that's a real representation, like they did something. You know, like, good job.
I highly doubt any of that actually does anything. But, you know, only one way to find out. We're gonna do the month-long Destructible Scientific Challenge.
Just to make it all really controlled, we're gonna do No Nut December straight into Big Jizz December. No, No Nut November straight into Big Jizz December.
So points. I got a point for... Oh, last episode. I had the Twitch clip number one for a week with Molly. So I got a point for last episode and this episode for that.
Yeah, you don't... That's not... That's
not Bob, you got points for Bald... We don't want to say San Diego heart, boo at my riveting joke, frozen doll bilingual, frozen doll coming back, Lily dot dot dot, Rockdale baby statue. Oh, the Lily came after that one.
Wide face.
For a total of 9 points. Mark, you got points for confusing, no happy, which is a lie point, number one FNAF post, movie done. Which is why the no happy was a lie point.
That one also feels like a lie point.
It might be a lie. There might be a retroactive lie. Who knows?
We'll just put it as a lie. It's been a lie so far. Why wouldn't it be now?
Damn.
Happy Halloween. Witches equal frog. Chica love frog. You have magical balloons times three. You laughed at my riveting joke. Two hamburglers. Maximum nutting via GQ for a total of 12 points. Which two of which are lie points. So right now it's 12 to 9, but two lie points. For the wheel, I'm going to be that guy, and I'm gonna say the addition this time is minus 5% one man show.
Oh, sure. Hey, look, guys. The wheel says we're going to do three spins again.
Ooh, you know what's funny about that minus 5%? Can you make it minus 7% because... If it goes back from 6%, it can be 99% chance.
Minus 7%.
Because I love the risk part of it. Like, yes, it could decrease it, but also it could guarantee it.
We have to remember to add 10 next time.
I did it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you did already.
I did that, yeah. All right, minus 7% to one man show.
12 to 9 to 1, three spins.
Shallst we?
I'm so ready.
Man, I can't even kind of guess what it's gonna... No! Surprise golf rules.
Wade can't fucking win. What the fuck?
Well, no, we've never allowed the host to win with golf rules. It would be Bob.
Oh, man.
I think it means Bob... Is it just end, or is that for right now that you're in the lead?
I think that just is a rule. Previously, it has happened at the end of the spins.
Okay, so least amount of points now wins, meaning...
If Bob, go Bob, get these wheel spins, go, go, go. Come on, Bob.
So right now, Bob's winning 9 to 12.
All right, Bob's winning 9 to 12. I love that for me.
But I've got two lie points, so those aren't real points until the thing comes in there, right?
That's true.
Deserves most sympathy.
Mark lied to us twice. I don't know if he deserves sympathy for that.
No, I had happy. I was so happy. That's what I was. So I was really happy.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and I found that subreddit, so I'm going to be so happy now.
You know, I'm going to say respin. Nobody deserves sympathy this time.
All right. Respin.
No sympathy this time. Respin. Sympathy was last episode.
Most self-sabotage?
Mark. Well, hold on. Maybe not Mark, because...
Yeah, how did you arrive at Mark?
Yeah, no, I was killing it. I was crushing it. I was destroying it, I think.
Yeah, Mark lied.
Oh, wait, you're saying... Oh, I was saying neither of us self-sabotage. You're saying I self-sabotage.
Well, you booed at my riveting joke, and you knew better.
Dude, Bob was tripping over his own feet the whole episode. He did. Yeah, he knew better than that.
He's tripping over my outrageous piles of jizz.
All right, respin. That's fair. I don't know. You either tie or neither one.
Used best word.
Nut maxing. No, not that word. I used no words. I used no words. I don't think I said words this episode at all. I think it was a lot of grunting the entire time.
Maximum nutting might be.
I really liked nut maxing. I thought that was great.
Yeah, I think nut maxing probably gets it.
So okay, Mark. You could always get double surprise golf rules.
Well, yeah, would that undo it? I guess it would.
It would flip it back, right? That's how it would work.
It would flip it, I think, yeah.
Drank the most?
You know, for the guy who was drinking a lot of water, I didn't drink anything in this episode. Last episode, I did.
I drank like half a Gatorade.
All right, plus one for Bob.
I wouldn't say that's a lot, but I guess that's more than Mark, so.
Surprise golf rules. Bob wins 10 to 13.
All right, you love to see it.
Mark, you really crushed it this episode.
You got so many porns? Porns? Mark, you got so many porns, man.
Porns? You got so much porn, dude.
Porns? I got so many porns.
Your porn's falling out of your dick over here.
Look, I lost when I was winning, but that when was back then. So that then's not now, so the win isn't now. But you know what? We're all winners because we've spread the wonderful news we've spread today. And I bemoan the idea that there will... See, I'm number one on the Five Nights at Freddy's subreddit. We better not get number one on that subreddit, I swear to God.
The Nutmegging subreddit! wait, editors, you can bleep it? What was it called? What was the subreddit called that was so bad you wouldn't read it in the episode?
It was literally called, well, I mean, I guess there's no harm in it. It was called it's a real boring. I feel like it should be Nutmaxing is what it should be, but I didn't want to
see. Yeah, how is it not r/Nutmaxing? Like,
I have no idea, you know. I don't know.
Well said, I guess, Bob. Really underperformed, got under my skin, didn't laugh at my joke. Congrats on the win. Winner speech.
I booed you, the host, and won. That is the best of both worlds. I knew what I signed up for when I booed you. I knew that it... Sometimes that causes you to give points, so it is it's kind of a gamble both ways. But, like, I knew that was risky. And, but also I knew that the wheel only picks between the same 7 or 8 responses, so golf rules was due to come back up, you know?
That's fair. I can't hear the phrase "knew it was coming" without cringing at this moment.
Came big time. Golf rules came all over everything.
Should this episode be called Fear Maxing?
Don't like it that much, but not because it's a bad title, just because I don't want those images in my head where I can't see images, but I could sort of see them, and they're dude, think, even with aphantasia, it really sticks with you.
The only image you can have in your head is Nutmaxing. That's the only image you're allowed to generate.
It's, I have no, there's no setting, there's no characters, it's just the blip.
Bob's aphantasia superpower is he can only see Nutmaxing.
Rotate it in your head, Bob. Rotate it.
You can find Mark at Markiplier. You can find Bob at MySkirm. Me at Minion777 or LordMinion777. And I guess Bob lost, so he won. So he'll host the next one. Surprise golf rules. Until then, hope you got your fear maxing in October. Because you know what you can't do in November. Podcast out.